Next poet is John Godfrey.
Without thirst, camelback restless to sand tramp, to secluded tanager that neither shits nor eats, all cliffs carve out right here. The bird can only leave you, though it doesn't fly, and you decline to hinder it, as if to throw coins down the necks of flowers. You are the painted toad with a stomach full of flies. This grating cast by the sun links the sudden temper to prior whine, as long as it don't harm the crops, put milk on yonder skin, or smooth wrinkles after siesta. The sand, though, you put up with, it hangs like the purple lip of a conch, under which the tan edge blurs and ribbons. Overcast polarity turns feminine. Now you will never lose a minute. You studied the bird. This knowledge is the individuating blue in your burnous. You can navigate the cyclone. It's all calculated daring and resort-made savvy, brass, getting out when it burns to the ground. The oasis was actually no disappointment. You hadn't a big thing for water. You just began to see the desert floor as so much badly mixed sidewalk, less its sexiness of fanny and no beasts of burden. Your sympathy is wasted on dromedaries and backward natives. At the desk of cloud, you will book passage across the night which bears your name. Thank you. The Prophet, in memoriam, Eric Dolphy. The Prophet coats
marsh weeds with his lips. He drums
the shiny funnel with fingertips while he mounts a
dizzying search of the entire mountain. His skill at weaving, bold, tribal, modern, whose image restlessly courses, abstracted and reverent. The ether purrs
because sometimes those men comply to its measure. Thank you.